the state of the oil spill cleanup. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last night, officials with the Environmental Protection Agency held a meeting for people who live near last summer's Kalamazoo River oil spill. Steve Carmody has more.
EPA Regional Administrator Susan Hedman told an audience in Marshall last night that cleanup crews have removed 766,000 gallons of oil from the Kalamazoo River during the past year. But she says there's more work to do.
There's still significant submerged oil. Much of this is in three distinct areas, around Ceresco, in Battle Creek, and at the point where the river enters Morro Lake.
Because there are still 1,000 government and contract workers on the river, Hedman is not as optimistic as she was a few months ago that the river will completely reopen soon. The current cleanup operation is undergoing a periodic reassessment. Hedman says that will decide the future direction of the cleanup. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody in Marshall.
This is the Environment Report. This summer, scientists are studying 5 large rivers in the Midwest, including the St. Joseph, the Muskegon, and the Manistee rivers in Michigan. It's part of a 3-year study of how things like farming and wastewater affect the rivers. Tom Kramer spent some time with this group that calls themselves the River Gypsies.
The weather forecast says there's a 50-50 chance of thunderstorms, but the River Gypsies can't slow down for a little rain. This group of 13 scientists, PhDs, grad students, and undergrads has had 3 weeks to study 5 rivers in 2 states, packing up and moving to a new campground every 3 or 4 days. Picnic tables become temporary laboratories. Jennifer Tank, a professor at Notre Dame, says one of her students wasn't all that prepared for this nomadic lifestyle.
Now, he did bring a Samsonite suitcase that weighs about 100 pounds out into the field with him, but I know that next year he will have, like, you know, the great dry bag and all the time. So he's learning.
Last year, the team studied 5 rivers in Idaho and Wyoming. They're collecting data on rivers ranging from pristine and crystal clear to cloudy with mud and debris, and rivers that flow through farm fields and cities. The goal is to determine how well these rivers remove or retain nutrients from the water, specifically nitrogen and phosphorus. Too much can lead to excessive plant growth and the loss of oxygen in the water, impacting aquatic life. Tank says for years, people have assumed rivers like the Manistee act like pipes, carrying water and everything in it from beginning to end.
Because that's what rivers do. They move stuff downstream. But what we didn't know is just how biologically reactive are these pipes.
And before now, there wasn't a study that looked at how large rivers process nutrients. What this team does is introduce nutrients into the river and use sensors to measure how far down the river those nutrients travel. Bob Hall is a professor at the University of Wyoming. He's checking some of the instruments tied to some submerged limbs along the river.
So here are 3 sensors. 2 of them are measuring oxygen concentrations every 5 minutes.
The level of oxygen in the water confirms what they've come to expect. Jennifer Tank says rivers do remove a good deal of nutrients from the water. That means with all of that lawn fertilizer and wastewater pumped into rivers, much more of the nutrients are retained by the river than previously thought, and less makes it to the end of the river. Tank says this means we need to manage the rivers for their nutrient uptake, not just recreation or scenic beauty.
We owe it to the environment, though, to manage the nutrients effectively and not just, again, use these as pipes to transport it to the middle of Lake Michigan.
A few days after arriving on the Manistee, the data is collected, the tents are folded, and the caravan continues. And next summer, the River Gypsies will be at it again, studying 5 rivers in 5 weeks in 3 western states. For the Environment Report, I'm Tom Kramer in Manistee County.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.